Okay. As you probably know, the county made an offer to the city, so this is just a quick update. At the city council meeting last night, we got the city council basically continued the discussion about the project and tabled the offer for a couple reasons. They asked about some parking spots. You probably know that was in the paper, and they also had three council members absent. So we're gonna that continues. If there's going to come a time though, if and it's probably somewhere in the early April timeframe where we need to have resolution on that issue, and then if that's the problem, then we're looking at another site, and the other site that we have is the 212 site. So just to make people aware of that, so you can pray that we have a good discussion. And the cities, both sides have their respective agendas that they want to get done within their area of responsibility and their fiscal concerns. So that continues. And I think you all know that the offer was $262,000, and so we'll go from there. So I think we're hoping that in March we can get this one resolved. So okay.
Point of clarification from last night too. We per a conversation I had earlier today with the mayor, he did check with Brad Johnson, and that plat review was all inclusive.
That was correct. There was some unusual wording, but it was the right thing to do. So it was understandable why the city engineer said something. But anyway,
they comment on the price though.
We didn't talk about price. I was hoping to talk about that, but they had other questions, and so they just tabled it. So that continues. You can be thinking about us as we talk about that. So
the other thing is, for each of us, if we run into council members,
yeah, please say yeah.
Talk this, to them about them.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Yeah, so
talk
you know,
to the mayor today. And
yeah. And the issue, let me come to that later. We're going to talk parking in the open. It's just a discussion item, so you can be aware, because that was kind of the issue. They didn't talk price, but I assume that's in their mind. They had three council members absent, so I think that's kind of why they were reticent to talk about the price. And then we had some questions on parking. Let me cover those toward the end of the meeting. And then this is where we started. So I'm going to call. This is where we had what we had last week. And then basically, after our conversation, this is kind of what the scrawl on the minutes is on the attachment to the minutes is. But you should have copies of these slides. Anybody missing them? Sure. Okay. So these are Bruce's notes on this slide. So he crossed out the first four options, which we basically asked him to do. And then I better call him and let him talk about this. And if everything works, you should hear him on the speaker, and it'll be wonderful. How's that?
I can hear you guys great.
Okay.
I can hear you well.
Yeah, okay. Right now, Bruce, we're looking at you have the slides that I put on the site there. We're looking at slide number 5. That's the six options with your annotations on them, so where you slash through the first four options, and so basically the question we left you with after the last meeting was, let's get the bond amount down to in the 19 million area, and then but we still want to deal, work with all the spaces, jail, sheriff's operations, remodeling the existing jail building, and doing something to the courthouse. And so
yes.
That's the slide we're looking at right now. So, and I can flip through if you want to walk through.
I pulled it up, so I have it as well.
So if you want to walk us through that, or I can do it and you can comment.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so I think everybody knows that the goal was to kind of create a hierarchy of these various options to look at, the various costs, the components, and how it might stack up, and what might make the most sense for the committee, and how they thought it might most go forward, and what components everybody wanted to see as being, hierarchy as far as what needed to get done. And I think what we had heard that you all had discussed was that building the new jail is critical. We all know that the existing situations aren't good, that the inmate population is growing, and the jail is the most critical. We also know that the sheriff's operation doesn't have some of his space, And then I think the discussion was, you know, how can we best remodel and utilize that old jail, as well as providing some infrastructure, some improvements to the courthouse as well. So option six really did address it all. But what we had heard was, you know, by the time you were done, you know, you have a total of roughly 25.8, and then you deduct the $5 million you have currently in building funds, and it leaves about, you know, 20.8 million. And like Lee said, that the goal was to try to get close to 19. So what I did is I went back and forth with the sheriff. I talked to Lee. And in reviewing the program, we realized that some of the space could be in the future. Some space maybe could be smaller than what was in the initial program. And so I think the discussion was, and correct me, Sheriff, if I'm wrong, but I think the discussion was, we can get there. There's some space allocations or space modifications that can be made. And excuse me. And by reducing the $4,150,000 for the sheriff's operations area, we can get down to that $19 million.
So, and then the next slide, what is it's the one that says impact on the program for the sheriff's operations, and it just kind of shows. Can you see that?
I might have pulled up the wrong one. I pulled up one that had the crossed out version. I don't know if I have that. Is that okay on the website?
I put it on the SharePoint. I think I can go through it and then.
Okay. And yeah, explain it to me, because unfortunately I pulled up the slide that I just went over that I had from you on a link. Yeah. I don't have the other one.
So basically, this is the math slide where we need to get it down where it shows that you can get it down to about 9,000 square feet in order to make the budget work. And then okay. So so it starts off with the 20,900 square feet for the total program that we started with, and then subtracting out the amount for the outside agencies and the garage, and then that leaves for the sheriff's operations about 14,500 square feet. And then but then that's still too much if we want to get it down to 19 million. And so what you said was taking it down to 9,000. So that's all this slide shows. And then
And again, I think, you know, going back and forth with the sheriff, I think it's very feasible to get there.
Yeah. And then the slide I have up now is those the floor plans where you annotated them with the square footages. So just for everybody's information, this is the first floor on the left and the basement on the basement on the right of the jail and the sheriff building. And so the stuff on the bottom where it says 4,765 square feet, that's roughly what the sheriff's space is now. So 9,000 square feet would be about doubling that. So it's still progress. Okay. And then this is the program, the front page of the program, the space program, where you highlighted in yellow the stuff that would remain, essentially. And there, it's not a hard and fast thing, but it gives us an idea of the overall square footages. So you should have copies of that on your
package. And I'm sorry, Lee, I'm trying to find as we talk, and I just don't have it off your SharePoint.
I'm sure you think about this stuff in your sleep, so it's okay.
I do. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just don't have the exact numbers to talk to.
Yeah. But, yeah, essentially it's the first page of the program, the space program for the sheriff's operations, where you just show in yellow roughly what would fit within the 9,000 square feet.
Yep. No, I know. I know what you mean.
Okay. All right. And then, just moving on. So then the new option six, I guess, for lack of a better term, and the key difference there from that slide where we had all six options is the floor space or the amount for the sheriff's operations is down at 2.8 million. And that reflects the cost of 9,000 square feet, and so that's the slide we're on. And that's basically it. If you want to add, Bruce, to anything, so I think what we need to do now is say whether or not we're comfortable with this as the option. Now we understand that that land acquisition amount might change because we're still talking to the city, the rest of it is. A pretty decent estimate, I think, and you did your best to account for the inflation and the contingencies and the unknowns. And so we think that's a non-sugar-coated amount. You can interject if you want to, Bruce.
No, I think it's a very realistic number. And the other thing that we've done, you know, since we, you know, one of the things we went back and checked is we did go back and looked at the site, the auditorium site, and double-checked the layout of the jail and its site. I was actually able to come up with a very efficient floor plan that basically keeps the entire new jail and sheriff's operations on the east side of the alley, so that the way we've got it laid out now, conceptually, in a very preliminary plan, would then have that area that's on the west side of the alley that's currently parking remain as parking mm-hmm. for staff and whatnot. Yeah, so I think there's a way to make that site work very well.
Yeah. I think that's probably about 24 to 30 spaces, something 33 spaces. Okay. Oh, thanks. Okay. So anyway, that's basically BKB's answer back to us after the last meeting. So if there's questions from the committee about this, any questions?
I think we can make that work.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a significant improvement over what you have. Any other questions from the committee?
So how do we know if that's adequate sheriff space, or are we short? Going to be tight.
We are making some cuts, and it'll be tight, but I think we can make it.
So for 9,000,
what
were we at?
Right now we're at this is, and this I think has the Sally Port. No, this does this have Sally Port? But at 47 and some change. 40, oh. So 4,700 and some change. And then
so it's almost doubling the existing space.
Yeah, it's close to doubling it. Yeah.
So why did we go so much at first?
Well, because they're programming for growth and all the proper spaces that you want to have, and you know. So,
well, I also want to be clear. We had emergency management and outside agencies, and EOC, that was all being part of the new program that we decided to leave in the existing lower level of the existing jail. So there were some, it's not like it was over-programmed initially. We decided. There was a fair amount of chunk of space that we decided of other agencies to leave in the existing LEC, or the existing jail.
So that saves some space too. And yeah, I don't not to go into too much detail, but so taking out those two, so taking out the outside agencies and giving up the garage for now, you're at that 14,500 square feet, and then that's so coming down from there. So. And which is still a lot less than what we had back in 2014. So
I really don't like giving up the garage. Like vehicles that are working, especially this situation, should be inside.
Well, I think you know that's yeah. We don't like to, but
Yeah. Most of those are driven home anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, deputies all have take-home cars.
Yeah, it wouldn't need to be a big garage if you. When
I think the plan is there'd still be a stall or two where we could.
Is that right, Bruce? Are we talking about we'd still be able to do a stall or two, or is that kind of a variable as we?
Well, no. I think we're still going to. Our estimate, I still kept the garage in there.
Okay.
I still kept the majority of the garage in there because I think you're going to need that, sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's good.
I have that in there.
Is the garage and Sally Port one? Space, or is it two different things?
The question is, Bruce, is the garage?
Yes.
Two separate?
Yep, Sally Port's still part of the jail program.
So that's in the jail side as opposed to the sheriff's side. Okay.
There's nothing in here that's talking about existing courthouse remodeling. What does that consist of?
Okay, well, the question, Bruce, is what is existing courthouse remodeling? And let me answer quickly, and if you want to add. So essentially, when we remodel the existing jail and move out those county and court spaces, offices that will help, that are going to maximize the space for the court system inside the courthouse, that's going to leave probably some remodeling to be done. So that's what that would be.
Would that include having another large
courtroom
then?
So did you hear that question, Bruce?
No.
The question was, you heard me explain it, but the question was, would that include in the $1.2 million, would that include another large courtroom if you could figure out how to do it? And I think we're all thinking about that equalization space within the courthouse.
Yeah, I think the $1.2 is a good budget, and ultimately that and the final resolution of all the remodeling in the existing jail needs to be determined once the project proceeds ahead. Right now, I think it's getting you in a range that's all this is addressing a good amount of the needs, the majority of all the needs, and exactly the final remodeling and exactly where it goes to and how the layout occurs in the old jail, exactly what the refinements are. I think we've got adequate budget to address a lot of that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions from the committee? Okay. So.
Was that a yes? That was basically
a yes. So it's a floor space based figure. It's based on the floor space that
we think. Whatever we decide to do with that space is up to us.
But yeah, essentially. Well, and it's a bit of a puzzle. It's going to be with as the architects get into doing what architects do and start working that puzzle on that courthouse with all of its levels, then I think it's kind of what we want and what works in that space.
What I'm concerned about is I don't want to have not having the courts taken care of and then having to come back 5 years and say, well, we got to add on or something.
I think it's probably, that's a good question. I think it's probably, I don't know if we can get a definitive answer ever on that until we start, pulling it apart. But I think what we can say is that some of the things, keep in mind that the jail includes a small court space, and so that is a significant security improvement because it's much less inmate movement, a lot less, I'm guessing quite a lot less. That's probably the significant thing. And then the other thing is we'll have an opportunity, I think, to decide what spaces we want to move into the old jail. And if we want to choose ones that, say, have more public activity, more public in and out, that's a benefit. That's something we're going to have to weigh as we go through it. That's going to be a benefit to, on the one hand, more foot traffic in and out of that old jail building keeps it out of the court spaces a little bit. But on the other hand, there may be something that we have to weigh to figure out, as we free up that space, does that free up more space? What space does that free up in the best way for the court system? So that's kind of, so did you hear my answer to that, Bruce? You want to?
Exactly. No, you're exactly right, Lee. I mean, again, we all need to remember this is a study, so it's all very, 50,000 foot view of how all these things work out. And the goal and the objective is once the project moves forward, you're doing the layouts, you're doing plans, you're working all in the nuances, and hopefully at the end of the day, you're finding some efficiencies and some savings that it even comes in a little bit lower.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, that's okay. I think maybe the appropriate thing to do is are there any other questions? I think the appropriate thing to do would say to make a recommendation, to say this is what we recommend or not to the county commissioners to go forward with. The caveat, of course, is that parking lot and working that out with the city. So assuming that happens.
I think we're naive to sit here and think that we shouldn't, if we're looking at a target date of a June 20 election, to not be simultaneously looking with that other site in mind at the same point. I think we need to be realistic about that at this point.
Okay.
I guess I'd be interested in Bruce's comments on that as well.
Did you hear Megan's question?
I can. No.
So essentially, I think what is the say if for some reason the auditorium parking lot doesn't work out. I think it. Will this footprint basically work? Say at the 212 site. I think is that
yes.
Kind of your question?
Yeah. In my opinion, the committee really has two potential options. Mm-hmm. It's either you build on the auditorium site, assuming the you can work out the negotiation with the city, or the other option would be to potentially just build on the 212 site. Mm-hmm. You know the soil condition, we've done the test plan for both sites. I mean, yes, will there be a little long-term operational impact of going to the 212 site versus right across the street? Yes. But the reality is you're also coming up against schedule. Mm-hmm. And you're either going to move ahead with trying to, in my opinion, I think the committee has got to come together with a direction that you all feel is best for the county in the long term, mm-hmm. and have that in hand as you move into April so that you then can come across with a cohesive, unified message to the public of, here's the project, here's the way we support, here's why we support it. So anyway, it's just a thought. It's whatever you all believe is the best.
My question is, if we do this option, but we do it out at the 212 site, is there a significant difference in cost, would be my thing.
No. That's exactly what I was getting at. No.
There would not, okay.
No. If anything, to tell you the truth, it's not a real big, so on the 212 site, the big difference is you're able to build a single-story building instead of a two-story building. The law enforcement or the sheriff's operations will fit on one level adjacent to the jail, and you really don't have to do a second level piece. Trying to think of, so from a cost standpoint, you don't have an elevator, you don't have some stairs, and so there is a little bit less cost with that construction. So the reality is, if anything, that might be a little less over there. But in the same caveat, now you have parking and roads and some other things that you're building that you're not necessarily building on the auditorium site. So in long run, they basically kind of balance each other out.
Any other? Does that answer the question?
So what you're looking for tonight is a motion to approve.
I'd say
the option six.
Yeah,
to make a recommendation.
This is the recommendation we'd make to the county to say that this looks good. Understanding the desirable site is the auditorium site. I think that we should put that in there.
Right.
But the nice thing about this option is that would work. Because right now we're just talking floor spaces and dollar amounts. We're not talking exact configuration. So this option would work on that site as well. So, is that correct, Bruce?
Yes.
Okay.
I would just, before I make that recommendation, I'd want to make it very clear that this project's a $24 million project and not a $19 million project.
Okay.
Because I don't want the voters to come back and say, well, I thought it was 19, and then we should all have to spend.
Yeah, that's a good point. So let's be clear about that. Is the total project cost is $24 million. Applying the savings that the county has been able to accrue over time, which is $5 million for planning purposes, it may be a little bit more as we go get deeper into the process, brings the bond amount down to about $19 million. Okay, so we can put all that in. We can put all that wording in the motion. So with, are you getting it, Julie? Okay. So the wording would be something like, approve option six as shown, like this, and that we can just attach that, make that the motion as a recommendation to the county. Noting that the project cost, and it's a table, we can just basically look at that table right there. But that project cost is 24, and then the bond amount would be about 19.
With the preference being on the downtown property.
Yeah.
And the understanding that this would also, the facility would also fit on the 212 property.
Yeah.
I think we need to note that.
Yeah. Are you clear on that? Do you want to say something real quick?
Nope.
You had that. Look of
no, yes.
Any other comments from the committee? I mean, would somebody care to make that motion? And then, any other comments or discussion from the committee before we, as we're putting this together?
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, why don't you read that?
That's what I understood it to be. The motion is to approve option six as shown as a recommendation to the county, noting that the total project cost is $24 million, but we use the $5 million which the county has been able to accrue over time, bringing the bond amount down to $19 million. Preference is on the downtown property, but this facility would also work on the 212 location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd say insert the word approximately in front of the project cost and the bond amount, I would say. Would that work? So we haven't made the motion yet. We still, but do you look like you have a question?
I do have a question now. And I'm still concerned about that large courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I heard, it's kind of, well, we might be able to get it in there if we save enough here and figure it out. But I would like to know that it's going to be in there, not if we can get it in there. And, I mean, I hate to say this, but, like the Affordable Health Care Act,
mm-hmm.
nobody knew what was in it, and then all the stuff came out. So I would like to have it specific in there that you're going to have another larger courtroom.
Yeah, the question is, can we, Bruce, and you know, this is, I guess the question is, can we include in the motion that we would be able to make another courtroom within that $1.2 million? That's the question.
We haven't studied it. So, I mean, I think if the committee's goal, and I would say the committee as a whole, if the committee's a whole goal, including the judge, is that you try to accommodate that courtroom in there, you know, add it to it, but it's to be determined until you really do some space planning of how the space is going to work. So, I mean, there's a real strong possibility it can be done. It's just, you know, there's no plans that have been done for it yet.
Okay. And I understand
you got to move forward with the project, and then you do the plan layouts to see how things lay out. You meet with the judge's staff, and you say, does it work? How does the flow work? I mean, there's a lot of architectural process in that planning that still needs to occur.
Yeah. So you understand when an architect says plans, they mean basically what we call blueprints. So
I'll just tell you, I mean, you know, when we do a planning of a project, you know, there's thousands and thousands of decisions to be made that, you know, we work very closely with our clients to kind of go through every one of those. So, I mean, while I'd like to answer Al's question or request, I mean, I think the goal could be that should be a goal. Let's make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. But, nobody can promise that until you start to get into the actual layout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess what I'm looking at is we know how many square feet we're going to have for the sheriff's office, for the jail, for all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. To me, that should be also included.
Okay.
That's my thoughts.
Okay, well, what about it? I mean, what would you propose?
What I'm hearing is that is the plan, but as things stand right now, it's not guaranteed. Is that correct? This is Bob Spears, by the way.
Yeah, so Judge Spears is just asking that's the plan, but it's nothing is definite. Did I quote you?
We always work to try to achieve our goals. All I'm saying is until we start sitting down with the judge and his staff and laying it out, I mean, the goal could be, yes, we want to add that courtroom, but you can't guarantee that until you actually, you know, all the design work gets worked out. That's my only comment. So I think if you want to amend the motion to say the committee's goal is to add, as part of this resolution, is to add a new large courtroom to the existing courthouse, that's a good goal.
With a goal? Is there a place to insert?
You can't guarantee it until you start to do the planning.
What are you guys generally comfortable with that as a goal? I mean, or a stated intent? I mean, if you could explain in a nutshell, I think the question might be is why can't you guarantee it? I'm just trying to pass on what I think the question is. Am I understanding the question?
But there's layout and planning to be done, and so who knows? We might lay it out first, you know. Anyway, it's all theoretical, and all I'm saying is until you start doing that design work. So if you all say that, if you as a committee, and I'm saying you as an entire committee, sit there right now and say, we have to have a large courtroom as part of this or this project, as it goes, then make it part of your motion. Yeah. And that's the way it'll have to be lived with.
Yeah. And it might not, this might be a courtroom that doesn't get all the proper circulation and all that stuff, but this is a recommendation. We're an advisory committee, so we're making a recommendation to the county. So
my recommendation is that after a little over 2 years on the bench and what I've seen in the jury trials that I've presided over and other judges have presided over, we need in this plan another courtroom that is capable of conducting a jury trial. It doesn't have to be as large, in my opinion, as the existing large jury courtroom, but we need another one to conduct two jury trials at the same time, if okay. that's what the need is going to be.
So perhaps
it has been the need, but we haven't been able to do it.
Maybe the wording of the motion ought to be something like with an intent to add another jury courtroom. Whether, you know, it might not be the...
Remodel the existing space to accommodate a new jury courtroom. And Judge, if you're going to have the jury courtroom, you're probably going to need an additional jury deliberation space with that as well.
Yes, we're going to need a jury room.
Okay. Yep. So.
And I disagree with using intent.
Okay.
Because that's just throwing it up in the air.
Yeah. Okay. What do you guys think? What does everybody think? I think the issue is, I mean, is this, are we getting, and I realize that within that $1.2 million, are we being reasonable is kind of my concern. And will we get something that we can use? And is it, you know, we don't want to have a complete jerry rig that we're going to have to, you know, tear out some in a few years. So that's the trick. That's the challenge, I think.
I think it could be made. I'm not trying to be pessimistic or difficult. I'm just reluctant to guarantee anything until you get into it. But I think it could be done. I'm pretty optimistic that you could make that happen.
Okay. Well,
I mean, being familiar with the building as we are, I think I'm pretty optimistic you can make that happen.
For the price we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
So would motion mean then to accept? Option 6?
Yeah, recommendation of option 6.
With an amendment to it to include a usable jury room?
Jury capable courtroom.
Jury capable courtroom.
Yeah. Okay. Within the remodeled court, within the remodeled court, or what? How did you word that, Bruce? You said that within the courthouse remodeling line or something?
Yep.
Something like that.
It was
really good. It was really good. I'll tell you. Julie, why don't you read it back?
Okay, what I added on, tell me if this is correct. A goal is to remodel the existing space to accommodate another jury-capable courtroom and accompanying jury deliberation space.
I wouldn't want it as a goal. It would have to include that. Mm.
Take out a goal and just say to include.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you read that, the whole thing, and then see if somebody wants to actually, even we're kind of doing it where we're crafting the motion as we're, it's complicated. So, can you hear, Bruce?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion is to approve option 6 as shown as a recommendation to the county, noting that the total project cost is approximately $24 million. But we'll use the $5 million which the county has been able to accrue over time, bringing the bond amount down to approximately $19 million. Preference is on the downtown property, but this facility would also work on the 212 location. The plan is to include remodeling the existing space to accommodate another jury-capable courtroom and accompanying jury deliberation space.
Could you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
Would somebody be willing to make that motion?
One thing in the wording there, the $5 million which the county has been able to accrue over time, I think we need to change that to the future building projects fund.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, from the future, yeah, $5 million from the future building.
So it doesn't have
yeah. Issues. I think maybe sorry to be late, that's a good point. So to apply or to include at least $5 million from the future building projects fund. And this so.
I'd make that motion.
Okay, so we have a motion from Olson.
Second
from Van Dusen. Okay, any other discussion on this? And are we clear on the motion, Julie? Thanks for keeping track of this. Any other discussion on this? Okay. Okay.
And the key is to, once we get the draft minutes, read it over.
Yeah. So all in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Will say no?
No.
Okay, so we have all ayes, so we have, 6 ayes and 1 no. Okay. All right, so motion carries.
We didn't discuss it, but I didn't like the 212 portion being in there.
Oh, okay.
I was going to mention that in discussion, but then it got way late.
Okay.
Well,
that's why I want to know.
Yeah, I think just to clarify, I don't think any of us like that, but we have to be realistic. I think is an issue. I think do we want to continue that?
We have to have a contingency plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay.
That's why that was added in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're definitely going after the downtown property. The city, and by the way, the city is, I mean, there. It's a challenging discussion because both jurisdictions have their agendas. They have their financial responsibilities, and so. And we're in the midst of that now. Okay. All right. Next item on the agenda was public awareness issues. Apologies for the itty-bittiness of this. I didn't realize it was going to look this small on the screen. We talked about, since we're talking about a $19 million bond, this is what it would look like in terms of the taxes, the property taxes on the various types of property. So, we had some conversation about this on the radio a little bit. But essentially, you can take a look there. Just note, and one thing I didn't note on this is that, well, the non-ag property is the way you get from assessed value to taxable value is an application of 93.3%. So taxable value is 93.3% of assessed value, and that taxable value is where the levy is applied. So this particular scenario, so it's $19 million bond, twenty-year term, 3.75% interest rate, which is a little high, but we just don't know. Interest rates are interesting right now, and that comes down to a levy of 56 cents per thousand. So that levy doesn't change. What changes on the different types of property is how you get from assessed value to taxable value. And then agricultural has a different valuation system than does non-ag property to get to the assessed value. And then one thing I didn't explain was getting from the assessed value on ag property to the taxable value, they apply 85%. So taxable value is 85% of assessed value. And then you can see in those light green columns there, those are the taxes based upon those assumptions. So it's kind of a public awareness issue. This is kind of FYI at this point. But as you get questions from people, and I can give you bigger, more legible copies if you want that. So,
just to clarify that, you said 93.3% on non-ag residential?
Correct, yeah.
And 85%?
85%, yeah. Yeah, and that the state usually, I think the state is the one that tells, if I'm remembering correctly, the state is the one that tells the county what those factors are. From time to time they change a little bit, but that's kind of about. And then that set of columns on the right, that just shows the different townships and the average value per acre. I don't know that we need to talk that much about public awareness issues right now. I think, Bruce, you're still on the line, right?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps the main thing that we might want to be thinking about, though, is sometime in April, another public presentation that assumes that we're able to settle the which property we're going to use with the city, but probably late April, actually. I think it's last couple weeks of April is about where we're looking. Does that sound reasonable? Might be smart to set a couple dates. I can.
Premature?
You think so? Okay. All right. Well, then, any other public awareness issues we want to talk about right now? Anybody wants to bring up? Because
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, please.
I can chime in. Have you all, based on an estimated outcome of your all decisions of the direction you're going, which I think you determined tonight, the majority of you selected option six, and then it's still up in the air where exactly it goes, 212 or the auditorium site. But has anybody started to work on that public information kind of narrative piece? Have you and Megan, as the group, kind of reviewed the initial contents of it? I mean, that is something that I think you could all be working on sooner than later, based on where you stand currently.
That's in the works. I think it might be easier. I don't have anything prepared to talk about specifically tonight. Maybe
maybe for the next meeting.
We can circle back on that.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. And then I think that, and I think you have in mind that brochure you prepared. I don't have it in front of me. About a few weeks ago, about a month ago. Is that what you have in mind, Bruce?
I know Megan had a little more flair to it, that less the graphics, maybe a little more. I think it'd be important to do that, something very a simple flyer like that, because our goal is has always been to help all of you to find the direction that made the most sense,
right.
Work out all the particulars, and then do what you need to do to successfully get through the referendum process. And we've done this a lot, and I just want to make sure that we're helping you wherever we can to be successful in this process.
Yeah. Okay. And one thing I need to ask you is there's an agenda item that I just put on here thinking that we might need to talk about it, but it's kind of built into the motion right now, but is there a need to prioritize any of the components of the project? Say if the bids are high or the bids are low,
you don't do that now, Lee.
You don't.
You're not
going
to do that at this early conceptual.
Okay.
You're
going
to do that. Once the project proceeds, then you get into that discussion.
Yeah, I'm talking about agenda item 4. I just realized I skipped that, but that okay. So that was I just put that on there thinking.
At
that
least something. That would be our recommendation. This wouldn't be an appropriate time. And we've never done it on a study like that to start to prioritize the various components.
Okay, but at some point we may want to be looking at that then. Okay.
Well, the goal, the objective is that you do the project in 2018 so that the budget is appropriate, because if it goes into 2019, then it needs to be reassessed for potential escalation.
Yeah.
And so the goal is you move ahead with the budget that's there and the budget's accurate and the scope is accurate and everything moves ahead successfully.
Okay.
Only time you start looking at alternatives is if you're concerned that the budget numbers aren't going to be right and things change during the final design. But again, those are details you work through in the project itself.
Okay. All right. Then that was agenda item 4, by the way, guys. Okay. So let's. I think we're about agenda item number 6, talking about future meeting dates. Let's see. My calendar is on my phone, which is talking to Bruce right now.
You should be able to look at it without hanging up on it.
If I hang up on you, don't take it personally. So, okay.
Right. I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right. So, any other discussion on anything up to agenda item 6 right now? Okay. All right. So, I think the next thing, I'm not sure that we need to meet anymore in March. I think maybe early April we might want to set a date, and then so that it's on our calendars.
Would the evening of April 4th potentially work?
I think that, how's that looking for people? I think that.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesdays are always fun. Yeah. Tuesdays are my day. It's county day. How's that? How about the evening?
Just throwing it out there.
That work for everybody?
Works for me.
Ms. Olson. Is that what that works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's tentatively set a date for April the 4th for the next committee meeting. And then at that time, you may get an email from me talking about a date for the next public presentation. That kind of depends on what we can talk about with the city. So, and yeah, the city's been, they're working with us on that one. So, okay. Anything else? So I think that covers, I don't know why I did 2, 6, and 7 are actually duplicates. That's my fault on the agenda. So 4 April, 6:10, 6:11, 6:10. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Is there any unfinished new or new business? Just so we had one of the things in the dialogue we had with the city, wake up you, was parking. There were some questions on parking. So just I gave everybody a sheet. This what you can see on the slide. Just so you have an idea of what we're talking about. All the red shaded areas are just parking lots, public and private. So you have that sheet handy. Does not include street parking. So
So that's just so you can kind of get an idea when you look at the downtown overall. And then plus there's a few other lots to the south, just a couple of good sized lots just south of the picture there. But just to give you an idea. So that's kind of an FYI. It's not really an agenda item, but it's just an FYI for everybody. And this one, I've started to put some numbers, actually count the parking spaces and put some numbers of what we would really have there. And I think when you just talk street and public parking, it's a lot of space. So anyway, more to follow on that one. Any parking questions? Okay. All right.
Interesting slide.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The first district did that slide.
That much.
Yeah. And some of it's private, but the ones where the numbers are, that's public so far. And I have to still add some of the on-street parking, but you know, each block is probably averages about 20-some streets, you know, on each side of the block, each side of the street. So that's a fair amount of parking. So anyway, any other?
Lee, I have a question.
Yeah.
When the Elks building was there, maybe some of you that have been here for a while remember, when the Elks was in that lot, along with the movie theater, where did people park then?
That was a great mystery.
Does anybody know?
All around the streets?
Yeah. Okay.
So the mystery is solved. they parked and they walked to the theater.
Yeah,
the Elks.
I'm just curious.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's something I wish I would have thought of last night, actually. But, okay. Anything else for the open? Anything else out there? Okay. All right. If there's no other unfinished new or open business, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved and seconded. Was so moved by Mr. Wasson, seconded by Mr. Koyston. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Okay, we're adjourned.